Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director at Dear South Africa. Bizarre times that we are living through. Well, as if there's any other kind here in South Africa.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, we don't know whether we're coming or going from day to day. It just, you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, okay, what's going to happen today? I pick up your phone and look at the news and then decide not to get out of bed. It's kind of my story lately, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, last week being the highlight of one of the bizarre times. But let's just talk about this whole concept of now not being allowed to buy diesel and petrol. And one of the comments that you made was, in certain circumstances, that makes sense. I'm not following this. Can you explain to me why it would make sense under certain circumstances and then why it becomes problematic?
Sure thing. So in certain circumstances, given the current political unrest and civil unrest, you certainly don't want people purchasing fuel in small containers, small enough to be used as Molotov cocktails or petrol bombs or they're really the same thing and so on, and used in unrest. So I think that's what the minister was attempting to prevent. However, the definitions were far too broad to bring that point across. So it certainly didn't take into consideration the load shedding problems that we're having now and the need to rebuild generators and garden equipment and anything else that does require that petrol and diesel.
So in other words, it can be used for nefarious purposes, but it needs to be very limited. Is this a general problem that our government seems to be using this time to overreach in terms of control?
Definitely. It's something we've got to be very aware of as citizens. Although we do want to see an end to the civil unrest and to other matters that are destabilizing the country, we've got to be aware of the far-reaching consequences of asking government to get involved in certain things and placing rules and laws and restrictions that ultimately will take away our rights as well as protesters. So there are other methods that government could use, which will be far more effective and less restrictive on law-abiding citizens, which we have put forward in our letter. And we did actually get a response from that letter. And the minister is reconsidering the proposal and reconsidering the amendment, mm-hmm. and providing a clearer definition of what is considered as a container.
What would you propose then? You know, how do you manage this balance between not allowing people to buy it for nefarious purposes as well as being able to buy it in the regular course of events?
Well, that certainly has to be a clear definition. Look, you can't control how people will decant a large container or a proper approved jerry can or so. But definitely we can't be selling small amounts of petrol just off the whim. There has to be a clear, maybe a regulated container or decanting device or so on. But if you want to address the civil unrest, I think it's pushing it a bit too far to ban outright sales of petrol into a container. And if you want to take care of that problem, perhaps the better way would be to have more visible policing in rioting situations rather than ban the method of whatever weapons they might be wanting to use or petrol bombs in this instance. It would be far more effective to actually have visible policing or arrest those who are instigating the violence, because really if people want to get hold of petrol and use it for nefarious purposes, then they will. That doesn't require a regulation amendment to prevent them from doing so.
One of the things that I've noticed that you're generally concerned about as well is the narrative and how it shifts and changes as things evolve. The government, mm-hmm. no doubt, will be trying to take credit for what really was a civil society success in stopping whatever was going on. Government had very little positive to contribute towards it. That said, they really could capitalize on what's already started and view that, I think, as giving them the authority to continue to move in the right direction. Do you think that's likely to happen?
Well, I should hope so. You know, rule number one in politics is never waste a good crisis. So let's hope that the government doesn't waste this crisis and actually learns a lesson from it rather than instigating or introducing tightening legislation and so on. But yes, it was definitely efforts from civil society that brought about a ceasefire, if you want to put it that way. Yeah. And I have no problem as a civil society member if government does take the credit. That really doesn't matter, as long as they've learned a lesson from it and that the unrest has actually calmed down.
And this debate whether this was a coup or whether this was just lawlessness, your thoughts?
I don't think there was a coup at all. I think it was just purely lawlessness. It might have been instigated by certain parties which are now known to the authorities, but definitely not a coup. I think that's government overplaying their hand and trying to shift the blame there once again. It was definitely just instigated by a few people to create civil unrest and an ungovernable society. Tactics which we've seen in the past from the ANC in the struggle years. So it's just a repeat of that. But, you know, like I said, government won't waste a good crisis there either. So they will present it as an attack on them and then play the victim as such, whereas they should be focusing on how they could have prevented something like that happening.
Yeah, there is a tremendous amount of pressure on them to focus on that and to say, well, why did you not? If we understood that this was going to happen and that Jacob Zuma and his friends had used social media incredibly successfully to sow negativity and hatred among South Africans before, why wouldn't they do it now? It was obvious that this was going to happen. To most people, why was it not obvious to the government?
Definitely. And, you know, that brings across another concern there. If they could introduce regulations like this to on the sale of petrol and how it should be dispensed, if the communication was done through social media, I think they mentioned WhatsApp was the main reason there. Mm. What stops them now from introducing more regulations to monitor WhatsApp and force it to be open and you know, it's encrypted right now. Mm-hmm. They could say, no longer use WhatsApp. It's banned because we've had problems before. It's a slippery slope once we get government involved in adjusting legislation to curb insurrection. And, you know, it's a slope we should not be going down or even addressing, because we will end up right at the bottom with a full authoritarian government posing themselves as protecting us, but in the end, not at all.
Which is a real, real danger. And unfortunately, that's where we leave it. Rob Hutchinson, Managing Director at ADEA South Africa, doing an incredibly important job of keeping government honest.